This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Get ready for more snow, especially Tuesday, with snow in the forecast every day for the next week in Steamboat Springs and very cold temperatures. Craig and Moffat County will also be getting snow starting more on Thursday morning through next Monday. That's when it gets really cold, with temperatures well below zero overnight throughout Northwest Colorado. The ski area had about 2 feet of new snow over the weekend, which meant a powder day in the boat and lots of snow blowers back in action in driveways. Steamboat Resort now has 86% of the terrain on the mountain open, including Mahogany Ridge, which opened last Friday. Craig City Council is interviewing candidates for the vacancy on City Council tonight. Those who have submitted a letter of interest are Charles Freed, Andrea Camp, Michelle Gottschall, Janelle Lincecum, Grant Mader, and Shane Hadley. Council is expected to decide who fills the vacancy at Tuesday night's meeting. Then tomorrow morning, the Moffat County Board of County Commissioners meets at 8:30. One agenda item is the ball field upgrade contract with Garvik Construction at Loudy Simpson Park. Memorial Regional Health in Craig is offering free screenings for women for breast cancer and cervical cancer. Tests are available for those who qualify and who may not have health insurance or who are on a limited budget. Find out more at womenswellnessconnection.org. A virtual town hall for the pre-2024 legislative session is at 5 o'clock today. The town hall is hosted by Senator Dylan Roberts, Representative Megan Lukens, and Representative Elizabeth Velasco to discuss what's ahead for the upcoming legislative session, which starts this Wednesday. Information to sign up for the Zoom call is on our website. The family of George Tolles is being honored in a new exhibit at the Tread of Pioneers Museum in Steamboat Springs. Tolles is a former CMC professor who is an expert and advocate for all the local mineral springs in the area. He would lead tours, and he drank Lithia spring water every day. The Tolles family exhibit will be on display through November. Colorado Northwest Community College has graduated 13 Park Ranger Law Enforcement Academy members. Many have started work at different national parks such as Glacier Bay, Yellowstone, Grand Teton, and Dinosaur, as well as the Rio Blanco County Sheriff's Office. The Academy's top honor went to Ryan Hewitt of Rangeley, who received the Director's Award and the Top Driver honor. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at KRAIRadio.com.